Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, May is National Bike Month. Enjoyment as well as safety is encouraged during this time. A presentation by Sean Best is this week in Monroe, sharing his personal story and commitment to promoting bicycle safety awareness. He joins me in studio to share about his experience and why he remains steadfast in his message of bike safety. Sean, good to see you.
Good to be here.
What would appear to be an average day in activity for a 12-year-old yourself? A bike ride took an unexpected turn in your childhood. What happened in that incident?
Well, I was riding a three-wheeler, and I had no helmet on due to parental neglect, and a vehicle come off the road, hit me in the head. I sustained head swelled to the size of a basketball. I was DOA. The doctor said, upon getting to the hospital, I was comatose for 3 months. Doctor said I would never use my hands, arms, or legs, or fingers. Well, as you can see, Bob, I'm doing all of that plus more. And I activate, demonstrate, educate, initiate, motivate, stimulate, and validate that some cognitive challenges may be conquered. The reason I don't use brain injury is negatively defined, and I see my recovery as well as any recovery optimistically, because that pushes us forward.
Sean, what was or was there a level of optimism from doctors in the prognosis immediately following the accident?
None.
What led you to become wanting to be an advocate for bike safety, bike helmet safety?
I do not want to see any child endure the heartaches like being laughed at, being teased in school, and that goes over into employment. Several jobs I've had. The individuals there, as well as the college that I attended, tend to dismiss my intelligence, and that results in a lower level of achievement.
With your work, currently serve as president and CEO of Challenge Conquistadors. Tell us about that endeavor.
It is a mechanism to demonstrate to children primarily and parents that they must be proactive about putting helmets on children.
When we look at research about the importance of wearing a bike helmet, what does that show?
Well, accordingly, the numbers have been down 22%. In the 1990s, there was 2.1 million cognitive challenges every year, with a population of 250 million. As of today, with a population of 325 million, there is 1.7 million per year. So it's down 22%.
So good news. It's a segment we're actually seeing a decline in these incidents.
Very much. I have been very, very active. Emails, letters, you name it, giving speeches, Boys and Girls Club, Walmarts, nursing homes, wherever individuals might have children. And I mean, unless the parents see the challenges I face, they aren't cognitively conscious of the burden they put on their child for a lifetime.
Not only the research in bike safety, Sean, but also you've dedicated time to researching the rehabilitation of the brain.
Right.
Some of the things that you've learned in that process.
The brain is remarkably resilient. There's new research that authoritatively demonstrates that the brain has cushion neurons or cells that assist the brain or the injured or challenged cell in regaining much of what it lost due to the insult or challenge.
Mm-hmm. You know, Sean, as more communities become bike-friendly, creating paths and areas, what is your concern? You know, what should be considered in creating these bike lanes? We here in Monroe, we've had a couple of bike paths established in the past few years.
That is such an opportunity and a demonstration by the community that not only physical activity is encouraged, but safety on those bike trails is promoted when individuals wear helmets.
You'll be sharing your story this weekend in Monroe. What is scheduled?
I'll be at the bike source on Foresight, and I'll be sharing my experience with children and families about the importance of wearing helmets, because I do not want parents to burden their children or themselves to the hardships.
John, if there was one bit of advice to share with parents as far as bike safety, what would that be?
Responsibility. They have an obligation. They have children. They decided to have children. They need to take care of that child from birth to 18 and etc.
Sean, if someone would like to find out more, how could they get in touch with you and find out more about Challenge Conquistadors?
My phone number is 870-725-3612, and my email is shaun.best@yahoo.com. Should you like more information about the Conquistadors, go to Yahoo or Google, type in Challenge Conquistadors, and there's a few sites that will come up with my story.
Sean, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for the respect and admiration of the efforts that I do to save our country millions of dollars.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting the listening room at kedm.org.